brought up the next question I wanted to ask you about this contact tracing, the intimation of universal vaccination now. I mean, that just on the face of it does not seem constitutional where you're forced to get a vaccination. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm opposed to forced vaccinations. I think our freedom is, you know, if people want to be vaccinated, that's their free choice. If they don't want to be vaccinated, that's their free choice as well. This whole mandatory tracing, testing, and vaccination is something that has predated the COVID-19 virus. It's something that has been in the planning phase globally by people such as Bill Gates, George Soros, Bill Clinton, and many others like that, pushing this universal tracing. That's happening already in China. It's already happening in other parts around the world where they are requiring an app on your phone that tracks every single move, everyone that you come in contact with, would even alert you if you're close to somebody that they don't want you to be close to, and would be your digital immunity passport, if you will, to actually be able to fly on an airplane or go into a public place or go into a restaurant. In China, the mandatory app, you have to show that when you go into different public places like a restaurant. It has a green, yellow, and red light that comes up to give the person notice as to whether you have access to come in. And that mandatory tracing, tracking, and testing, and then the vaccination is all part of this global movement that's happening. And they're using COVID-19 to literally accelerate their plan globally. And we could talk a long time about what's going on with that particular plan, but here's the shocking thing. Believe it or not, even South Dakota, that is one state that didn't have any restrictions, even South Dakota is moving forward with tracing and also this tracking, the same thing. One of the stimulus bills already gave money to the Center for Disease Control to give out to the various state and other entities, private entities, for tracing and testing. And right now there's a bill in the House. It already has, about a week ago, it had 45 sponsors. Now it's got 60 or more sponsors in the House. And it's called H.R., get this, 6666. No yeah. joke. H.R. 6666. And it's a bill that involves tracing. They want to do $100 million minimum a year to give to these governments so that they can do exactly that, trace every single movement, and that becomes your digital passport as to whether you have your vaccinations, whether you have been around someone that they don't want you to be around, and that gives you your access or gives you a denial to actually go out in public.